Welcome to Rawson Connection, a podcast about all things Lehigh Engineering. Coming to you from the P.C. Rawson College of Engineering and Applied Science at Lehigh University. It's a show for students, alumni, faculty, and staff, current, former, and future. And for anyone interested in the many creative ways that engineers are solving the world's problems. For today's episode, we're featuring Dominic DeFranzo. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Computer Science and Engineering. Growing up, Dominic spent a lot of time on the internet. And today, he's devoted his research to making online spaces safer. For kids, for older adults, for all of us. Thanks for listening. In some ways, Dominic DeFranzo has been in academia his whole life. He was born in Bakersfield, California, a place he says whose claim to fame is
where the Grapes of Wrath took place, which hasn't changed a whole lot since then, if you've read any Steinbeck.
Both of his parents were academics, and they eventually moved east. As a kid, he spent a lot of time just running around the campus of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York. He didn't think about it then, but it was a great place to grow up.
Looking back, seeing, you know, kids that were Muslim or Jewish or from Africa or from other places for that, like, it just got exposure to a whole bunch of cultures and religions and concepts and ideas.
But when he wasn't ripping around the campus, he was hanging out on the internet.
You know, I spent a lot of my childhood online more than I probably should have.
Dominic had a lot of interests, but he didn't always have someone to share them with.
I was really into Japanese anime or like sci-fi stories and stuff. And there wasn't a lot of people around me that were into that. But online, I could find hundreds, you know, maybe even thousands of people that were like really into these nerdy things that I was into.
He was also fascinated by the internet itself, specifically the technology behind it. So it wasn't too long before he started programming and found out he was pretty good at it. But as a future career, computer science had to beat out another passion.
I originally was thinking of going to film school. I've been really into the filmmaking and writing. So it was dangerously close to going to that.
In the end, economics prevailed. He knew it would be tough getting a job in the film industry. Dominic got his PhD at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, where he focused on data science. That work got him interested in how and why people did what they did online.
This was around the time where like citizen science was starting to get really big. And so kind of the key part of making those work isn't so much the technical system, but like getting people to actually do something. And so I was really interested in motivation.
He shifted his focus to human-computer interaction and design. He wanted to understand both how people build online communities and the issues that arose from those communities. Things like cyberbullying, misinformation, and other antisocial behaviors. He went to Cornell University as a postdoc in their Department of Communications and worked in their social media lab. It was the perfect place to apply his technical and design skills to things people actually use. He says that because social media is built around getting eyeballs on ads, there isn't always the incentive to curb bad behavior.
The whole design around that is attention. And yeah, you know, great positive content that might get some attention. But oh, someone really yelling and screaming and saying racist, disgusting, sexist things, that gets a lot of attention as well. And these platforms, at the end of the day, don't really care. Attention's attention.
He started wondering,
what would social media look like if it wasn't just attention only, if we had other design motives in mind?
Dominic came to Lehigh in 2019. And while he had interviewed at a number of universities and colleges, Lehigh stood out.
I really liked the mix of, you know, focus on teaching and focus on research. It wasn't all one or the other.
And that balance attracted him. The university also had
a computer science department that was open and valued human-centered computing, which is not an unrare thing.
His lab is called the Social Design Lab. And he and his team focus on three areas. The first is pro-social design.
Is there a way to like redesign or rethink what social media is or could be with different design goals, not just any type of attention, but more pro-social attention or more pro-social interactions or things like that?
Their second focus area is on building the tools that ultimately help them do their research, like online systems that simulate social media platforms. Their third research area uses those tools to improve digital literacy in older adults and in kids.
We've built a platform called Social Media Test Drive that's had over 1 million middle school students use this to kind of learn digital literacy topics by simulating a social media platform. They can make mistakes, they can try things out, and it's not real. Everything they do is fake. It doesn't really go to the real internet. And so it kind of gives them that hands-on experience, but none of the real consequences of that. And we've built a lot of online lessons and things inside of that environment.
Here's how one of those lessons on Social Media Test Drive might work. First, students learn about terms like cyberbullying.
What is cyberbullying? What counts as cyberbullying? Who's a cyberbully? What are some of the things that they might do? Why might they do this?
Then they'll see examples of comments or posts that represent cyberbullying and learn how they could respond.
We literally guide you through the ways of intervening. So we might be telling the student, hey, here's an example of a cyberbully post. Why don't you try flagging it? You could write a friendly comment to the victim. You could write a comment to the bully saying, we don't appreciate that. That's not nice. You could give positive feedback to the victim and tell them that they're not alone, that everything's okay. You know, so there's different ways of intervening.
Social Media Test Drive looks pretty much like any other social media platform. You can post stuff, you can like stuff, you can comment. So after students learn what cyberbullying is, what it looks like, and how they could react to it, it's time for them to navigate the site on their own.
And we don't tell them anything. We just say, hey, here's a newsfeed. There might be some bullying examples in here, but you can do whatever you want. We've taught you what cyberbullying looks like. We've taught you the ways of addressing it. Now you're in this free play section. You do whatever it is you want inside of here.
The kids hang out on the site for a while and then answer questions about their experience.
We say, okay, well, now that you've finished playing around here, did you notice these three bullying messages that were embedded inside that feed you just saw? Did you notice those? If so, what did you do? Did you flag it? Did you like it? Did you comment? What might you do in the future if you were to see something like this? What would it be like if these messages were directed towards you? So we kind of, you know, try to take some of these things to try to apply that back to their own life and how they might apply that lesson to their own experience.
Dominic and his team are building a similar platform called DART. It stands for Deception Awareness Resilience Training. And it's for older adults.
They really kind of gear them around online scams and fraud and identity theft, since they're the population that's most targeted for those types of scams.
They're also researching new artificial intelligence systems that could potentially alert users to content that sounds a little troubling. They might be apps or plugins. So say you're on Instagram and you see something that doesn't sound right. A little bot could pop up and guide you on how to respond.
So it might spot something troubling that you're seeing online and say, hey, something else is going here. Would you like to role play about this? Would you like to intervene? How would you like to intervene? What are some of the strategies about that? Would you like to practice that with me? Would you like to kind of role play around with that?
Dominic knows that no matter how hard he works, the internet is never going to become a truly safe place. But he does believe it can become a better place.
We're seeing more and more that the stuff that takes place online isn't a separate world. The online world is the real world. It has real effects. It reflects what we're actually doing. And we need to understand better how to make these spaces better, how to make them safer, how to make them more pro-social, how to educate people on what to do for these type of things.
That's it for today's show. Thanks so much to Dominic for sharing his research. For more information about all the academic programs at the PC Rawson College of Engineering and Applied Science, and to find our show, head to engineering.lehigh.edu. Music in this episode is by Blue Dot Sessions. You can send us story suggestions or feedback on X at Rawson Podcast. I'm your host and producer, Christine Fennessy. See you next time.